Cast. So how do the Sony hackers do it? And what the U.S. can do about it now? Let's get started. There is late word tonight on just how hackers managed to break into Sony Pictures' computer network. Now, I just call them hackers. Some people are calling them cyber terrorists whose trail leads all the way to North Korea. And as Sony pulls down billboards for the comedy about North Korea's dictator, the question of what to do is front and center. There are late developments on that as well. Also, a North Korean defector reveals some of the secrets of Pyongyang's shadowy team of cyber warriors. We're going to speak to a man who served as one of this country's top cyber defenders. But we do begin with the breaking news on how these infiltrators, whoever they were, actually did it. Our justice correspondent, Evan Perez, broke this story. He joins us now. Evan, what's the word?
Well, John, what they did was make it look like it was an inside job. The hackers stole the credentials, the passwords, if you will, of a system administrator so that they could get access to the entire system, the entire computer system at Sony. And in this way, one person I talked to today said they had the keys to the entire building. They were able to roam around, and this is what they did. For some time, they roamed around to get a lay of the land, to figure out what they wanted before they did anything and before anyone noticed that they were there.
Stole the credentials to make it look like an inside job, but it was not actually an inside job.
It was not.
Does the trail still lead, as you've been reporting, to North Korea?
Yes. The investigators who've been working on this from the FBI, from the NSA, from the Justice Department's National Security Division, all have been poring over the evidence that they have. The NSA has some very good visibility into the pipes that carry internet traffic in and out of North Korea, and that's one way we know that the U.S. authorities have been able to figure out that despite the efforts the hackers made to show that the attack perhaps might have come from Europe or South America, that it really came from North Korea.
So it's the NSA that's the lead agency here now, tracking back all the way to Pyongyang?
It's one of the agencies. The FBI is doing a lot of the investigative work as well. But, you know, this is obviously, the NSA is very controversial. And so this is one time where we can see that they're actually on the ball.
So grappling with issues surrounding North Korea is nothing new. That country has been committing controversial acts almost from day one as a country. So to better understand the situation, we're joined now by Bill Richardson, who, in addition to being a former Secretary of Energy, UN Ambassador, and New Mexico Governor, has served as, over the years, a high-level diplomatic troubleshooter on North Korea. Also with us, CNN National Security Analyst and former Bush Homeland Security Advisor, Fran Townsend. Fran currently serves on the DHS and CIA External Advisory Board. And we are also joined by Victor Cha, Director of Asian Studies at Georgetown University and the author of The Impossible State, North Korea, Past and Future. Fran, you're here with me right now. I'm going to start with you. The White House has not called this an act of terror. There are people out there calling it a hack, cyber espionage. But is this an act of terror? Whoever did this forced an American company to pull a picture, basically. And not only that, they threatened violence.
Well, but and often, John, a state will act against a civilian target or a civilian population in order to change behavior, have a political outcome. It meets the definition here. There's no question. Now, I think the White House is reluctant to call it that because there's a lot of rhetoric that's wrapped around the idea of responding to a terrorist act. And they've said, we want to be deliberate about this, we want to be thoughtful, and we want it to be proportional. You don't hear that kind of language when you talk about responding to a terror attack. And so I think that's why you see people being very cautious in the administration.